Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, I am quite real. There is nothing more real than me. So as I was walking into the office, into the studio here, and I was in a hurry because I was running a few minutes later than I like to, I spilled my coffee everywhere. And my coffee went all over my dress, all over my keyboard, and I'm hoping it didn't short it out, all over the floor, all over everything. And I was trying to wipe it up in a hurry as I was coming in here. So I actually crawled into the studio today. This is going to be from the sublime to the ridiculous. Now, I'm sure you're watching the news and you're listening to all the media hubbub as they go after Trump for this and Carson for that, and they will do anything but stay on the issues. And I have some things in my hand that definitely are from the sublime to the ridiculous. Now, President Barack Obama is over in Paris with the climate change summit. And I have some things that he has said that I'm offended by. But I want to talk about some things leading up to that. And one is, now, we've talked about the gassy cows before, the cows and their flatulent and how they are hurting the ozone. Well, now they've come out with climate change activists have come out and they want a meat tax to discourage you from eating meat because the less meat you eat, the better off the environment's going to be. And of course, the American people are the largest meat eaters in the world, apparently. So in its report, this is London-based, and it's a think tank that supports slashing the meat consumption, and it's calling for the radical diet change to be high on the list of strategies studied by world leaders. Got to study this. Gathering in Paris this week. So in its report, the Chatham House says that cutting down on the meat eating can prevent global warming by 2 degrees by the end of the century. 2 degrees. Declaring that the cultivation of animals is responsible for about 15% of the world's carbon emissions. Now, how ridiculous is this, and how many people are actually going to buy into this story? As governments look for strategies to close the Paris emissions gap quickly and cheaply, dietary change should be high on the list. And this is coming from Laura Wesley, who's writing this. This is Kathy Burke that's writing this, but Laura Wesley is the one that wrote the report. The think tank is also recommending government interventions. You catching that? And initiate to make meat eating less attractive. They need to make initiatives. And Americans who eat more meat than most people in other countries will likely be the top target for Libertarian Republic reports. Among the recommendations is a so-called carbon tax. Interventions to change the relative prices of foods are likely to be among the most effective in changing consumption patterns. In other words, they're going to tax you, and when you have to pay more, you're going to be discouraged from buying more, or you're not going to be able to buy it because of the high prices. One analyst slammed the idea as dangerous. They say it's dangerous because it's going to affect the most likely that are going to be hurt by this are the poor. Obviously, it will be the poor that are hurt. A better fed population is more productive. And a more productive population makes food more abundant and secure. Says the Chatham House proposal would break this virtuous cycle of progress on both ends. Of course, that's what they want to do. He goes on to say here that he slams a report and he says the goal of becoming part of the conversation as the global warming conference, calling it akin to taking Michael Bloomberg's policies and trying to make a treaty out of it. They want to tax your meat. Now think about that. They want you to eat less meat. When we have Bill Bullard on, they don't want you to know where your meat's coming from. Now, of course, that's from somebody different. But eating more meat is causing more carbon. So I guess it's not just the gassy cows they're concerned about. It's you and it's me and anyone else who's a meat eater. Now, I can get by with less meat. I really can. But the men in my life certainly cannot. At least they don't think they can. So Obama is over in Paris. And once again, he's apologizing to the world for the United States' involvement and our neglect and how we have helped cause climate change and hurt the environment. He seems to ignore the good things that the United States has done for everyone. But he goes and he's quick to apologize. So this is what he said. President Barack Obama, his opening remarks to the Paris Climate Agreement were effectively an apology for industrial progress. At the kickoff of the talks, he says, "I've come here personally. As the leader of the world's largest economy and the second largest emitter, to say that the United States of America not only recognizes our role in creating this problem, we embrace our responsibility to do something about it. We apologize." Obama should not be apologizing for the economic growth that dramatically improved Americans and much of the world's quality of life. Instead, the president should apologize for pushing costly and ineffective climate policies that will make us worse off and trap the world's poorest citizens in poverty. Just like we had just looked at with the tax for the meat. For government to take and make intervention. What do you think that means? That means more government control, more government taxes, more government policies, more government regulations, more government mandates. That's going to be less down on the farm, less in rural America, less healthy people, in America anyway, and the poor will be hurt. Because it's always going to affect the poor. It's always going to damage the middle class. And the rich will not be overly affected by an additional tax on their meat. But the poor will, and the middle class will, which is soon becoming the poor. But nothing that the climate worshippers, climate change worshippers, global warming worshippers, have ever predicted has happened. Nothing. Yet this is the biggest threat. Well, there is a big threat with climate change, and it's the worshippers. And it's the audacity. It is the lies that they put behind it. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y DairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Now, we have some things that I think are important. And I think understanding and knowing what's going on with climate change and understanding that it is a hoax is part of that. Yet you're not hearing a whole lot of that in the news. Fox covers it some. But they're going off just like the other news outlets that are going after Trump and going after Carson for everything they say and everything they do. Do I think they say and do things correct every time? No, I don't. But I'd rather we concentrated on things like this. And something else that I'm going to share here later on in the show, where the government wasteful spending, and it's wasteful spending of your money. It is not government money. You need to understand that. It's your money. They take it, and they don't care what they do with it. And when they run out, which they always do, they come back to you. And now they want to put a government intervention. Because you eat too much meat. Well, maybe we do eat too much meat. I don't need a whole lot. But the men in my life seem to think that they do. That's what they like. There are people who don't eat meat. And I'm okay with that. They don't have to eat meat if they don't want to eat meat. But that doesn't mean you force it on someone else. We have Joe from Arkansas. Joe, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well, and how are you, Beth?
I'm doing okay. Other than spilling my coffee all over everything this morning, I'm doing all right.
Yeah, that can really kind of That can really put the blahs in you,
Dave. Well, I'm hoping it didn't fry my keyboard, so I'll find out. I've got it turned upside down. So hoping
right.
it didn't fry
right.
it. Anyway.
Well, I wanted to make a couple of points about this meat animals business.
Okay.
One thing is that before the farmers of America were raising so many cattle in America, there were absolutely huge herds of hundreds of millions of buffalo running all over the place. And so whatever methane gases that the cattle are releasing today, you know, obviously the buffalo must have been doing the same thing in the past. So it's completely natural. The earth wants to support huge, gigantic herds of cattle-type animals. That's the natural thing. And so it's going against nature to cut down on the number of cattle that there is, you know, because, you know, nature, by supporting huge herds of buffalo in America, and then I think there's similar animals in Africa and all over Asia and Europe and so on like that, you know, the earth wants to support huge herds of those cut type of animals on the grasslands, and so they're going against nature to want to cut down on the numbers of those animals. And also, of course, farmers have traditionally always used animal manure to fertilize the crops of vegetables and grains and fruits and so on the vegetarians want.
Mm-hmm.
So if they get rid of the meat animals, then they'll drastically reduce the amount of good organic fertilizer that's available to fertilize the crops that the vegetarians want.
And then they use the chemical fertilizers, which we know isn't as good. I know a lot of people use them. But, you know, putting the manure on there, that was one way to clean up the farm. You know, you take the manure out of the hog lot and you spread it out on the fields.
That's almost enough to make you think that these climate summit world leaders might be in cahoots with companies like Monsanto that make chemical fertilizer, don't you think?
Well, you know, that I didn't go that direction, but it does make you wonder, why is it so important for them to control everything in your life? I mean, when they say we need government interventions, really?
Well, I think basically the reason is economic control. They want to channel all the business of the world into the hands of a few corporations and companies that they own and control and they profit from and so on like that. You know, basically they want to get rid of free enterprise. They just don't want independent people they're not profiting from.
And you know, Joe, they've gotten in. We know that the government, the D.C. occupiers, nothing they've ever gotten into has gotten profitable. It's always gotten more expensive and less common sense. And the last year and a half or 2 years, when Michelle Obama decided to help the lunch program in the public school, kids are eating less because the food is so nasty.
Mm-hmm.
So they're giving them food they're not going to eat, and that's going to make it better. And it's more wasteful. The money isn't spent well. The kids aren't getting food, or they're having to bring it from home. And again, that'll affect who? The poor people who are relying maybe on those school lunches and maybe school breakfasts. I'm sure that's the same thing. And we didn't do that when I was in school. We had to carry our sack lunch. They had school lunches, but we only bought it a couple of times out of the year when I was in grade school in Kansas City, because mom saved her pennies all summer long, and those pennies were our milk money. We did buy our milk there, but we took our peanut butter and jelly sandwich to school. So anyway, I appreciate the call, Joe. Thank you for your input. We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Good morning, Beth. This is making me laugh.
Watch out now.
All these poor leaders, they should walk to that summit, because the airplanes that they flew here to fly over that summit with, they caused two or three more times damage to the atmosphere, because the atmosphere is so thin up there, the airplane fuel is contradicting themselves. They're flying to the summit, then they're going over talking about climate change, while the airplanes itself caused two or three times more damage to the atmosphere, because the atmosphere is so thin up there.
You know, maybe they should.
They're going to have to.
You know, in all.
I like that deer and stuff.
Well, they're not near as gassy as the cows. I don't understand. But they don't want you eating the meat, and they don't, and I would assume when they say meat, they mean all meat, you know, pork and beef and lamb and cattle, I mean, and poultry. I would say they mean all of it. Probably your deer, too. All of it. Yeah. All right, Larry, I appreciate the call. So let's talk about the food and the absurdities in another direction now. Like I said, we're going to go from the sublime to the ridiculous. Now, I was telling somebody here just a little bit ago during commercial break on Facebook. They were talking about how ridiculous things are getting. What they're doing in the news media now, I watched a little bit last night. And, of course, they're going after Trump. Trump, they said, was making fun or mocking a reporter that has a handicap. And the reporter was going after Trump, and it goes back to Trump saying that he saw numerous Muslims cheering when 9/11 took place. And they just keep hounding this one statement. Hounding. I don't care. Well, I do care, but I don't care. Let's get on to something that's important. So they'll talk about the climate summit a little bit, this thing going on over in Paris. So now that's what they're going to talk about. We've talked a bit about the refugees. By the way, if you didn't hear the Thanksgiving show, you need to listen to it. It was with Bill Federer, and we talked about radical Islam from way back. It's not new. And how it brought the pilgrims to this land in a roundabout way. He's just amazing, the history that man has in his head that he can remember. He has studied so much. But no, we're going to talk about how Trump said something. And then when a reporter went after him, he said something and he mocked the reporter. That is the news. I don't care. That's not going to keep me from voting or cause me to vote for him for president. I want to know the issues. I want to know where they stand on the issues. Where does he stand on taxing the meat and a government intervention? Where do they stand on the government wasteful spending? And I have a list of some of that I'm going to share with you later in the show. But now, it is not enough. What is wrong with these progressive left that they can't stay out of your life and that they are so super sensitive? Did their mother never smack them around and teach them what was what? Now, I'm not advocating violence, just discipline. And nurturing someone to raise them up to be an individual that makes sense, uses common sense, and isn't hurt every time somebody says something. What was the old saying? Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words can never hurt me? Well, do you know what cultural appropriation is? Well, we're going to talk about that when we come back. And then I'm going to tell you about some government wasteful spending. Some things that you need to know about. Not what Trump said or what Ben Carson said or what he might have meant when he said such and such. Good grief! Do we not have some problems we need to discuss and deal with to make things better? No, we got to go to Paris and apologize that we have gassy cows. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Mm-hmm.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, the history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csctalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Before we move on, I ask you what cultural appropriation is. I want you to mull that over a little bit. I have Tom from Michigan. Tom, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, it's like what do the meat tax and the Paris meetings have in common? And the answer is that they're trying to use taxes to control people's behavior. You know, and the government's given criminal powers to control people's behavior, and they have taxing power is to raise revenue. And when they switch them around, they don't have authority to do that. The Supreme Court even said so in Bailey versus Drexel Furniture Company in 1922. It's 259 U.S. 20. Basically, taxes can't be used to punish. But now they're gaslighting the people. They're telling them, oh, we have this good reason to have this tax, and not coming up with actual venue and jurisdiction. And going by the rule of uniformity and apportionment that's required by the Constitution. It's all some kind of a feel good kind of a tax. That means it's okay.
Well, and you know, Obamacare, they declared that that was a tax and that was okay, but that's a controlled thing, too. I mean, it has nothing to do with our health care. They can just keep screaming that till the cows come home, but because it's not about health care. In fact, it's making health care less accessible, really. I mean, you might have insurance and you can go to the doctor, but it's still controlled, and now you can't afford your insurance. And if you don't buy your insurance that you couldn't afford, it's more expensive than it was, you get fined. So it is a tax, and it is forced insurance. It has nothing to do with your health care. It's forcing you to buy insurance.
And, you know, Justice Roberts even admitted in the opinion that they are using it to control people's behavior, and nothing about the previous, opinion that taxes can't be used to punish. And, I mean, it makes me want to scream, and just by logic, they're two completely different powers. They can't be interchangeable.
Well, we already know that they speak out of both sides of their mouth, and it depends on what the agenda is at that moment or at that time. So President Barack Obama, as we said yesterday, he's pointing his finger at the states, and he's telling them this is a federal law, and you have to abide by it. And yet, he will do nothing. I'm talking about the refugee situation. He will do nothing about the sanctuary cities, which is also against a federal law. And he won't do anything about that, but he's going to punish the states if they don't do what he wants regarding refugees. So,
meanwhile, we still haven't gotten the documents from Fast and Furious. Eric Holder, he's gone, and some high-class law firm now, and, we're getting little hints of Benghazi in the emails, but... Yeah, I'm sure those they want those to disappear in time. Just one thing after another.
Well,
I don't know how you keep up.
You can't keep up. And that's the problem. We're chasing all of these scandals. We're chasing all the corruption. And while we're doing that, other things behind the scene are going on. And just like this thing with taxing your meat. Now, I'm not surprised because they've been talking about a fat tax for a long time, which would tax anything that's fatty. That would have to do with some of your fast foods in your restaurants. It would have to do with some of your foods that you buy, whether it's meat or something else, a fat tax. Because, you know, it's costing everybody more with health care insurance because you're not healthy. So we're going to punish you, and we're going to tax that fat, and you're going to be less likely to buy it. And so now it's all about climate change. And it's all about control, and you and I know that, Tom. I appreciate your call. Thank you. Okay, now the absurdity going another direction with the food. With the one more thing here. I'm sorry. He told me I had another caller. Who do I have? Okay, I'm sorry. Neil from Illinois. Neil, how are you today?
Hey, Beth. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, sir. Thank you.
Well, we got an absurdity going on here in the state of Illinois.
What's going on?
Well, they have gotten their COLA, the legislature. But for the last 4 months, they are taking literally the food out of the mouths of the people.
What?
Saying we don't get the COLA, you know, but they do.
You don't get the what? I'm not understanding what you're saying.
Cost of living.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm sorry.
And they said they're... You know, there's no alternative. I said, yeah, there is. It's called NIA. You know, and they said, well, we don't know about that. I said, you want to know where it is or what it is? And they said, well, that's okay.
Well, the other thing is they shouldn't have got it if they can't give it to anyone else. It's, I agree. Okay, I appreciate it letting us know, Neil. We'll, I don't know what we're going to do. I'll tell you what, we're in a mess in all 50 states. Thank you.
That's for sure.
Thank you. Well, now, let me get back to this. This is something, not back to, I was going to try to get to this. Cultural appropriation, what is that? Well, this is something else coming from, it says the Everyday Feminist, and it's a leftist language. You know, they keep making up their own language. Well, did you know that now eating authentic ethnic food is racist? Because you haven't suffered the oppression that they suffered. So to eat their food is racist. It's cultural appropriation. Now, let me explain this to you. It says cultural appropriation is when members of a dominant culture adopt parts of another culture from people that they've also systematically oppressed. The dominant culture can try the food and love the food without ever having to experience the oppression because of their assumption. Who sits around and thinks of this stuff? And what to... It goes on in here and it says, well, they don't mention the Italian cuisine and they don't mention some of the other cuisines. It's mainly the Mexican restaurants. Oh, it also said you should suspend your yoga classes. This is absurd. Now, they want to talk about the Hispanics being oppressed. I didn't oppress anyone. I like to go to the restaurants and eat their food. I pay them to eat their food. I don't force them to give me their food. They are providing a service. They want you to come buy their food. And they have yoga classes because they want you to come and pay to learn yoga. So isn't it more oppressive when you stop and think about it? These ignorant feminists and leftists that come up with these stupid ideas. Isn't it more oppressive as they're trying to make a living that you cannot go or will not go to their, or should not go to their restaurants because you didn't experience the oppression that you forced upon them? You're just enjoying their food instead of the whole thing. Well, what are you supposed to go into exile? Isn't that oppression? Now that you're not going to accept them? This is ignorance gone to seed in full bloom, as the boss used to say. It's crazy. Cultural appropriation. Well, throw that one out the window. We're going into a break. When I come back, I have 17. There's 100, or there's more than that, of wasteful spending. I've got 17 examples, and we will be right back.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog, and then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run, or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. BioAg, working with nature naturally. CSC Talk Radio is excited to welcome Murray Bast with BioAg as a new common sense sponsor in natural agriculture. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. They understand working with nature. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. They've done the research. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Visit bio-ag.com and research for yourself. Tell your local farm and home suppliers to become BioAg distributors. From chelate minerals, vitamins, and more, bio-ag.com has all the products you need. Work with nature naturally to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Serving all of North America, visit bio-ag.com or just give them a call at 1-800-363-5278.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representative and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, this is coming from the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation. And one of the senators, Senator James Lankford, he has written a new report, and he cites 100 examples of where there is massive $19 trillion federal debt and how we're wasteful spending is going on. Now, he's a Republican from Oklahoma. And he lists just 17 here. Now, we've kind of gone through this before, and it seems like, you know, when I was reading this article earlier this morning, I was thinking, it's about December every year when we start looking at this. Why don't we look at this all the time? Every month of the year. And realize what the D.C. occupiers are doing or not doing. Why isn't the media looking at something like this that really affects the livelihoods of the people rather than what Trump or Carson said or didn't say? Or Cruz? Well, here's 17. We're on the last segment, so I'm going to cut to the chase here. Here's 17 of them. Number one is coming from the Department of Defense. Now, think about this. The Department of Defense's Task Force for Business and Stability Operations spent nearly $43 million from 2011 to 2014 to build a compressed natural gas station in Afghanistan that was rarely used and is no longer in operation. And on number two, the Department of Defense also spent over $280,000 on a grant to study the life of a small threatened bird called the California gnatcatcher. Now, why is the Department of Defense studying a bird? Number three, schools don't adequately feed the children because of the Department of Agriculture policy. Federal mandated lunch standards, now we've talked about this some in the last couple of years, actually cause many students to not eat enough at lunch. The USDA should not force on schools burdensome meal standards that do not provide enough calories for growing children and are often rejected by the students. Now, I didn't put a dollar amount on that, but we know that it's up there. In June of 2015, the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Services settled claims from 1,900 hospitals for $1.3 billion. Instead of taking time to fix a backlogged system, the Health and Human Services Agency agreed to partially pay hospitals that appealed an already denied claim. The agency said 300,000 claims earlier deemed medically unnecessary. Over a year's time, the Defense Department spent $250 million to train 60 Syrian rebels fighting against the Islamic State terrorist group, or ISIS. That's around $4 million to train, equip each Syrian rebel. They don't spend that much on their own boys, do they, girls? Number six, we're not going to get through all of these. The National Institute of Health this year announced $48,500 grant to pay, are you ready for this, a historian to write a book about the history of tobacco use in Russia. That's your tax dollars. Remember what you didn't get last week because you couldn't afford it? Remember the things you're checking off and cutting back for Christmas this year? Well, we need a book to study tobacco in Russia. Number seven, paid administrative leave sometimes lasts for years. It says here that when the federal government gives somebody a paid administrative leave, it can last for months, weeks, years. And they continue to get their pay. They don't ever stop paying them. The Department of State paid $545,000 to hire a consultant to teach people how to sit before a congressional hearing and answer questions. Really? They don't know how to answer a question? They've got to go through a class to do that? I guess so, because they've got to know how to lie properly. State diplomatic mission to India announced in July that it would spend $25,000 on a media ethics course to train Indian journalists. Now listen to this one. We just talked about the meat being taxed. Starting December 1st, that's today, the Food and Drug Administration will require restaurants, gas stations, entertainment venues, and grocery stores with 20 or more locations to list the total caloric value of prepared food and drinks they sell. Complying with the new rules could cost the grocery industry alone $1 billion this year. Now, they're making these grocery stores and these restaurants and these gas stations tell you exactly what the calories are. I don't know how many of you read that in everything that you eat. Yet, the D.C. occupiers have decided it's bad foreign policy for you to know where your meat comes from, what country of origin the labeling is. Do you see the hypocrisy? Do you see how they are spending your money carelessly, frivolously, while you tighten your belt, so to speak, and do without one thing or another? Your hard-earned money. We only made it through 10 of these. Number 15, after the Obama administration loaned $2.4 billion to fund Obamacare health insurance co-ops, more than half of the 23 co-ops will have shut their doors by the end of this year because they couldn't make it. But we loaned them $2.4 billion. We funded it. Your tax dollars, how they're being spent, is a lot more important than Trump and some reporter, or what Ben Carson might have said or might have meant when he said such and such. I am sick and tired of it, whether it's the mainstream media or Fox. I'm sick and tired of it. Quit attacking these guys and start asking them real questions. Why are the American people broke and we keep spending in D.C.? And it's time for you and me to get angry about this. And that's the only way we're going to come together, I guess, to bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this?
So
is there a plan
to
take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
CSC Talk Radio is making available 2 pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforcing courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.